Good morning, everybody. Fabrizio Campanella, Chief Marketing Officer of the group. Very happy to be with you today and to spend the next 10-15 minutes. And in the next 10-15 minutes, I really I'd like to share with you what we are doing on the marketing side and what we are planning to do for the future. And it's not just about the marketing strategy, it's really about, as our CEO said, it's about the execution. So I will share with you also some very concrete initiatives and very concrete concrete results. So it's not just about strategy, but let's start with the strategy. Any marketing plan should start, the right starting point is the brand portfolio strategy of the group. And I know that most of you have been following us in the past, so you already know our brands, and therefore I don't want to spend too much time in introducing every single brand. What is important to me, and I think the key message that is behind this chart, is that we have a very clear view of what should be and what is the role of every single brand in our portfolio strategy. So every single brand has a very distinctive positioning in our portfolio, and therefore the intention is to deliver that positioning also in consumers' mind. So it's about minimizing the overlap between brands, and therefore maximize the overall impact of the portfolio. De'Longhi, of course, is our first brand, and really the objective of De'Longhi is primarily on coffee. My colleagues have been talking about coffee, how important is the coffee category for us. We know that we are in a market that is experiencing a positive trend. But as an authority in coffee, our job there is not just to ride a wave. Our job there is to create new waves in more countries, in more consumers. So it's not just about market share creation, market share increase. It's really about market expansion in consumer segments and in countries that are not yet developed in the journey. So it's about telling consumers that it's important to start from the fresh beans, and it's important to have a very good experience at home. It's possible to have a very good experience at home and not just out of home. Kenwood is the second brand in our portfolio, and clearly is the specialist and the authority in food preparation. So we want to be successful in that space, and really we want to be the most loved brand in that space, because food is really about passion, food is really about emotions. Braun is our daily companion. If we think about the brand, the mega brand, so the part that we manage, the part that is managed by P&G, is really the brand that is in our strategy, is pushing the mass categories in the mass distribution channel with a price positioning that of course is still premium, but is more affordable. So the intention with Braun is to be in more and more houses around the world. And it's good to see in this chart already, you know, NutriBullet, the new family member, the new kid on the block. Massimo, our CEO, will talk about that in a specific and dedicated session in this presentation. But it was good to put, you know, NutriBullet already in the context of our portfolio. NutriBullet, very successful brand, is the healthy promise for us. Is delivering the healthy promise. Very successful in a very relevant and selected market. Our intention, our commitment is to bring that success in more and more markets in the future. And two levers that are really relevant on the marketing side to support our strategy. On one side is product. You know, De'Longhi is a very product focused company. We focus very much on our products. Our ambition is to deliver the best possible products in the consumer house to deliver the best consumer experience. But it's very important also the second pillar, communication. So you need to have the right product, but of course, you need to have a special space in the mind of consumers with our product and with our brands. And this strategy combined with those levers and initiatives, I think are delivering very strong results. We are very result-oriented companies, so results are, you know, really the acid test to see if what we are doing is right or there is something to be adapted. We are delivering strong results. Massimo spoke about that. Showed our sales results, our EBITDA result. What is important for me is that we are delivering very strong results also in terms of market shares. No doubt that last year, in 2020, we were in a positive environment. Our categories were growing. But what is very important to be highlighted here is that we have been growing more than the markets. We have been growing more than our direct competitors. And we gained space and share on markets. This is true for the total SDA industry. So we have been among the most successful and growing categories, brands and groups last year in the total SDA industry. And it's very important, this is true for every single category. We gained share in coffee. We gained quality share in coffee, especially in the high end of the market. We gained share in food preparation, which is the second focus area for us. And this is also very important because in food preparation, we were able to turn around the trajectory of Kenwood. Kenwood was back to growth. Kenwood was able last year and is continuing this year to deliver strong results in terms of sales, but also strong results in terms of market share against competition. And this is very important. But what is important is that we had very good results also in categories that are not our primary focus today, like home, but are also have a role. They also have a role in our portfolio strategy. So we have been able to grow in comfort. We have been able to grow with Braun in items. And this is also very important. So starting from communication now, what we are doing there? Of course, you know, 4 points which are very important for us in communication. First of all, is about the brands. Is of course about the products, but is first of all about the brands and being able to establish those brands in consumers' mind. Market share is our objective, but mind share is even more important from a marketing standpoint as an objective. And to establish a strong connection with consumers is super important. To keep the dialogue constant and active with consumers is super important. And in this context, the full exploitation of all the new digital touch points is also super important. And my colleague Filippo Olearo before already introduced you to what we are doing on the consumer journey. He focused primarily in the mid part of the consumer journey, you know, where the conversion needs to happen, which is very important. So we talk about e-commerce and what we are doing with e-retailers. But that is something important, but is equally important what we do before in terms of consumer acquisition, because as I said, most of the times, for most of our brands and categories is about recruiting new consumers that are not yet in the market for our category. So this is very important, but also the engagement after the purchase is very important. We are not a fast moving consumer goods company. So we don't have the opportunity to sell products to the same consumers on a daily or a weekly basis. So it's very important that after purchase, we stay in touch with consumers. You see a number of initiatives that we are working on here that we are delivering. And I will talk about some of those initiatives in a second. Starting with initiatives that are specific for the three brands. Starting with De'Longhi, last year we have been revamped our brand identity. We retouched our logo. We came with a more contemporary and vibrant brand identity. We are launching what we call the coffee launch, that is very important to stay in touch with our consumers. The coffee launch is the digital space for coffee lovers. It's something we already launched and implemented in some markets in the UK, in France, and we have plans to bring to life the coffee lounge also in the other relevant geographies this year and next year. This is very important to stay in touch with consumers. Kenwood Can is the campaign that, together with, of course, many other things, was able to turn around the trajectory of Kenwood last year. We are preparing a second wave of Kenwood Can campaign for this year that will go live in more and more countries. And we are working more and more with ambassadors and with chefs. This week, we were very happy to announce here in Italy our partnership with Chef Oldani. I don't think that Chef Oldani needs big introductions. 2 stars Michelin. He added one more star this year, which is the Green Star for sustainability, which is very important. And so we added Chef Oldani to the group of chefs we are working with around the world. This is very important for the Kenwood brand to enhance our credibility and our authority in the food space. Brown, we have a fantastic opportunity this year with the anniversary, 100 years of Brown, with something that we are celebrating all around the world to really revitalize the conversation with our retail partners and our consumers, together with another initiative which we called The Magic Moments, which is about revitalizing the digital and the physical shelf in the categories we are in. Those are initiatives that are specific of every single brand, but there are also some initiatives that are happening in the background for the group at group level, supporting all the brands. Social media is a very important one. We are working on the creation for the first time ever for the De'Longhi Group of central and global channels. Those channels will work in combination with the local channels, and the intention for the local channels is to reinforce those channels, really to use them as a strong asset in our competitive strategy. The Academy, which we are creating here in Treviso, will be a fundamental opportunity for us, for all the brands, because this will be a group asset to bring to life digital and physical events for our business partners and for consumers. Very important, something that will happen in next few months. But of course, initiatives needs to be supported with investments. If you have initiatives, but we are not bringing those initiatives to life in front of the consumers, of course, is useless. You already know the numbers. You know how strong and how we are increasing our investments. I think the message behind this chart is not just about the numbers. If you look at what we did in 2020, this is might seem obvious today. I tell you, it was not obvious months ago when we were starting to see the pandemic coming. At that time, we decided to reconfirm our investment on the marketing side and the communication side. Again, something that could look obvious today was not a few months ago, and is not a common decision that other competitors made in the industry. We see that decision today is paying off. We want to continue to invest behind our brands, and we will continue to increase our marketing and advertising investments this year. New product development. As I said, our heritage is really product. In the DNA of the company, the products and the ambition to deliver excellent products in consumers' home. And what is important here, in my view, is not the number of products that we deliver. And of course, it's also about the numbers, but it's not the primary objective. The primary objective is to bring to life consumers, to bring to life products that are distinctive. They are different from the other products on the market that are offering something different to consumers. So innovation is the key word here. Marketing innovation, R&D innovation, with a very consumer-centric approach, always starting from the consumer angle. Another thing that is mentioned in this chart, which is very important, is that, yes, we are a European company, but our objective for the next years, something that is already materializing in the last few months, is to bring more and more attention and focus on non-European countries. China has been mentioned, US has been mentioned. You will see more and more products coming, having those non-European consumers in mind. And there is no time today to go through all the innovations, all the products we launched in the next in the last 12 months. I think what is important here is that, back to the point that our CEO made many times about execution, what is important here is that we were able to deliver our NPD plans despite the difficulties that you can imagine, despite the pandemic. So it's very important. This chart is very similar to what we did 1 year ago or 2 years ago. But the difference is that we did it in a very difficult environment. So this is, I think, what is really, really made a difference last year. I tell you, it's not common in the industry. We have not seen other competitors delivering such, a great number of products. And again, there is no time today to go through all of them. I will just mention three, one by brand, Prima Donna Soul for De'Longhi, the new Chef range for Kenwood, and the MQ9. Very different products in different categories, but they have something in common, which is really the red line of our strategy. They are all premium products. They are all innovative. They brought strong innovation. They all started from a very clear understanding of not just the consumer needs, but the consumer desire. What is planned for this year and next year? Well, we will reconfirm our direction of travel. We believe that the direction of travel of our NPD is the right one. So we will keep on innovating in coffee, we will keep on innovating in food preparation, we will keep on innovating in all the categories that are important for us. And I'd like to conclude with one chart about design. I'm responsible also for design, and design has a special role in our strategy. And when we develop products and we define their design, is of course about ensuring that our products are functional, are easy to use. But it's not just that. Design in our industry means to really trigger the desire of consumers. So in our industry, it's not just important to deliver what people need. Probably we all have already what we need in our kitchens, in our home. The key is to deliver what consumer want. So it's not just about the need, it's what about is really about what they want, and to trigger desire. This is fundamental to create new market, to recruit new consumers, and to keep our prices up, and really to be the leaders in the premium space of the market. And again, this is common for all the brands and all the categories. I will now hand it over to my colleague Nicola Serafin, that will talk to you about one specific product, a product I already mentioned to you, Prima Donna. So just as a short introduction from my side, Prima Donna Sol, I think, is a great example, and Nicola will explain that in more details. A great example of what does it mean to start from a very clear idea in terms of consumer needs and consumer behaviors. We started from a very clear insights. Around the world, consumers are spending more and more time selecting their beans. So they spend time, they spend money to look for the right beans. The point is that coffee makers today treat all the beans in the same way. And of course, this is not consistent with what consumers want. So if you have passion for wine, you don't want to drink a very good red wine coming from California in the same glass you use for a white wine coming from France. You need different glasses. And this is the same also for coffee. You need to treat beans differently. This was the consumer insight, because beans are not created equal. And this is something that my colleague Nicola will explain in more details in the next and the following section. Thank you very much for your time.